Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you, have you signed up with LinkedIn and now you're wondering what to do next? Better yet, have you even heard about LinkedIn? And are you wondering why you need to do it? Are you concerned about the privacy issues with a business network such as LinkedIn? Tell me, are you curious about social advertising? Are you ready to try something new and exciting? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire with Successimo.com. She has been on this show before, and her last interview is the highest rated show that I have hosted so far. But before I introduce her, I would love to invite you to call in with any questions. The call-in number is 818-431-8506, and you can call in anytime during the interview. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest tonight. Our guest success coach wrote the book on LinkedIn, literally. She's the author of Mastering LinkedIn in 7 days or Less, the easiest way to maximize LinkedIn to boost your sales and grow your business. Her practical, positive approach to using LinkedIn gives you all the tools you need to start using LinkedIn now to find clients faster and more precisely than any other networking tool out there. Her understanding of how clients buy, plus her vision and strategic thinking, give you the inspiration and confidence to be successful. Our guest is energetic, engaging, and contagious. She delivers her message with straightforward clarity, so you know exactly what to do on LinkedIn for your own sales and marketing success. Our content provider has 20 years' experience with Fortune 500 and Big Five firms, advising, mentoring, and consulting. She has helped thousands of professionals find success in their business and their careers. Now, whether you're a CEO, executive salesperson, or an entrepreneur, her practical, positive approach and strategies give you all the tools, inspiration, and confidence to grow your network and your business and in record time. This speaker is an active member of NSA New York National Speakers Association, and she is the national LinkedIn columnist for TheExaminer.com and a guest blogger for Easy Chair Marketing. I am so pleased to introduce and welcome back to our show again Jan Wallen, who is a creative professional and sees the fun side in everything she does. Good evening, Jan. How are you today?
Hello, January. I'm just great today, and I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this. It just amazes me how the ratings on our last show have gone. And, you know, they keep increasing because at Blog Talk, our shows are all archived. So people can listen to these shows 24/7 anywhere in the world. So every time we post a show, it keeps getting good ratings. You know, before we go on with our interview, would you share a little bit about your own personal background and what schools did you attend?
Sure. Yes, actually, I grew up in Colorado, in Denver, and then my family moved to Boulder when I was about to go into the ninth grade. My family is all artists and architects. My father was an architect, and my mother and brothers are artists. And I went to school. I went to college in Fort Collins, Colorado, Colorado State University.
Uh-huh. And
after that, I've had some other studies, graduate studies as well.
Uh-huh. Now, what did you study when you were in college?
You know, it's very interesting. I was thinking about that today. What I studied in college is not exactly what I'm doing right now. However, it gave me a good background for what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
Right now, everyone knows me as about LinkedIn. Before that, I was a salesperson and sales manager. And what I studied in college was communication, which is a big part of what I'm doing right now. I expect we may talk in a few minutes about this, but I've had several career changes. And actually, each career change has led to my success each time, more and more success each time. So sometimes something unexpected and different can make a real difference.
Oh, I know. That's one of my favorite questions. I love to ask our success coaches, what were the unexpected things that happened in their career that made them successful? You know, those aha moments that you weren't planning on, but somehow they become golden moments. Could you share some of that with us?
Yes, that's a great question, as a matter of fact. Several times career changes have been unexpected. Some were expected and some unexpected. And what I've learned is something better comes of it, even if you're unsure of what you're going to be doing next. Or even if you're on your way up the career path, a change, and even if you're in business, a change can be very upsetting and discouraging sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've found is something better always comes along, even if we don't know exactly what it's going to be. So you go through a bit of discomfort and then settle into whatever that better thing is. I also found over time another aha moment or something that contributed to my success was I've moved a lot. I grew up in Denver, and then my family moved to Boulder. And then after I graduated from college, I went to California. And I was there for a couple of years and went back to Colorado for graduate school, got my master's. And then I moved to Germany. And then I've all throughout my life, after Germany, I moved to the Netherlands and Japan and Asia and several places in New York.
Was this work-related when you went to Germany?
Actually, no. I was married to someone who was in the State Department. Every 2 years, we moved to a different culture, to a different country and culture. And so what I found out is there's no one right way to do anything. Each culture has their own way. And so it really expands your horizons. Let me give you an example. If you take something like a potato, simple thing like a potato, every single country cooks it differently. No two countries cook a potato the same way. And there are many, many, many other examples like that. We all, if we simply stay in our own location or state or country, we're missing so much. We don't find out that there are other ways to do things. And I really have to say that that was one of the things that's made a big difference to my life.
Well, I can see where that would be a tremendous link that would, your travel experiences would take you naturally to the Internet because, I mean, it's hard to imagine this Internet, which is World Wide Web, that we're all involved in. I mean, there's no way you could have even imagined this type of thing when you were doing your schooling.
You're absolutely right. Yes, there was nothing like this at the time.
Yeah.
And
if someone had told you you were going to be the LinkedIn guru, you would have wondered what they were talking about.
I would have had no clue. You're absolutely right. There was no such thing. You're right.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
The world has become so much smaller.
Yeah, I know. I love it. Now, your book, Mastering LinkedIn in 7 Days or Less. Now, tell us about what prompted you to write it and how long did it take you? Because I know it took more than 7 days.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It took more than 7 days to write the book. The reason I wrote it was because when I was learning LinkedIn, it was something I wished I'd had. It's a book that shows me step by step exactly what to do. Actually, someone recently read the book and says Jen Quallen in her book takes you by the mouse and shows you exactly what to do step by step. So what happened was, yeah, isn't that good? Takes you by the mouse.
Oh, fantastic.
And so the way I started with LinkedIn was someone invited me to connect. So I joined LinkedIn and connected with them. Mm-hmm. And then I looked around and I didn't really know what to do with it. And then a little while later, a few more people invited me to connect and some more invited me. And each time I'd connect with them and I'd look around, but I couldn't really understand what to do with it. So, and besides, I was busy. I was doing things the way I'd always done them. And then pretty soon, someone who really knew LinkedIn well showed me the ropes. And by that I mean not everything in the world about LinkedIn. There's a lot to LinkedIn. It's a very powerful tool. And now there are more than 102 million members connected by LinkedIn worldwide. He didn't show me everything.
That is amazing.
Isn't that amazing? It's grown so much.
You know, we're going to take a break right now with our sponsor. But when we come back, I want you to tell us what this 102-plus million people, what does that mean for us? And also, I'd love to have you share with us some of the new things that LinkedIn has been doing recently. We'll be back with Jan Wallen.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn. And always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. And our success coach today is Jan Wallen, the author of Mastering LinkedIn in 7 days or Less. If you would like to ask Jan some questions, the call-in number is 818-431-8506. And we'd love to hear from you. Now, Jan, would you share with our listeners your website and how they can get your books?
Yes, certainly. My website is LinkedInWorks. That's www.linkedinworks.com. And my book is available there, and it's also available on Amazon.
Okay. Is it?
And also,
Is your book Kindle yet?
No, I'm getting that done very soon.
Okay.
Yep.
Wonderful. Before we took the break, we were talking about 102 plus million people. That just boggles my mind. I can't even think of numbers that big. What does that mean for someone who's just coming onto LinkedIn and so dipping their toe into this experience? Could you give us a perspective about what they can expect?
Yes, certainly. One of the things that this means is LinkedIn is here to stay. It's been really helpful and valuable to everybody who's a member. And if you're not on LinkedIn, the best thing to do is to join and get started step by step. If you're doing LinkedIn, especially if you're in business, it's a way that people are finding clients. I get clients directly from LinkedIn now. I know a number of other people who are doing the same thing. And you can also look for people who could be your clients. So they find you when you have your profile up. So one of the first things to do is get your LinkedIn profile up.
Okay.
Give us some tips. It's like another website for you.
Yeah, give us some tips for creating that LinkedIn profile for a beginner.
Sure. It's really easier than you think. So just jump in and say something. The important part is the summary section. You might already have something written on your website that you could put there. It's a sales and marketing piece. It's to tell who you are and what you can do for your clients. That's very important because when someone sees their profile, it's because they want to work with someone, and they're looking to see who they want to work with. So one of the things, for sure, put a photo up on your profile. That's very important. The reason is we've been on the Internet 24/7 for years, and we count on it to get information. What people are realizing is the personal touch is missing. So that's what your photograph does. You may have experienced this too, January. When you look at someone's profile and you see their photo, it's like you know them already.
Exactly. You know, when I'm recruiting for successimo.com, that is one of the things I encourage everyone to do is to put up a photo because it makes
good.
That connection so much easier. It's a really good suggestion.
Mm-hmm. There's another one that to take a look at when you're just starting with your profile, or even if you have your profile up, take a look the next time you go to LinkedIn. There's a link that LinkedIn gives you where someone can click on it when they see it in your email signature and go directly to your LinkedIn profile.
Oh.
And
okay. There's
a way to change it. Let me just tell you a little bit about it. And I've written an article on it, so if people want the article, they can send me an email at jan@linkedinworks.com.
Mm-hmm.
This link, when you look at it at first, it has numbers and letters at the end. It looks very computer-y. And what you can do is there's a way to change it so that it has your name at the end.
Oh.
And that way you can put it in your email signature. Here's what happened to me. I did that, and the first day I sent a message out, someone sent me an email back, someone I didn't know. We're both members of a professional organization, though I hadn't met this person. And he said, oh, I saw your message, and then I looked down to your signature, and I saw that you're on LinkedIn. I clicked and went to your profile, and we have a lot in common. Let's connect.
Oh.
Well, I wouldn't have even known him before. He was in Hungary. And so now I'm connected to him in Hungary because he saw this link. Let me just quickly tell you where it is. You'll find it below your photo. You'll see a section that says where you went to school, how many connections you have, how many recommendations. And you'll see it says public profile, and usually it's something with numbers at the end. That's how you can tell what that is.
Okay, and then fill that out.
And then there's a way to you change that link so that it has your name at the end.
Oh.
And then the other part of the profile that's really important is the summary section. That's really your sales and marketing piece. And there's another section that's part of the summary section called specialties. Again, when you get back to LinkedIn, look at that. Look for the word specialties. This is meant to be keywords. One word after the another with a comma in between. It's not supposed to be something that says specializes in XYZ industry and XYZ topics. You just want keywords that are similar to the ones that someone would Google if they went to Google. One word after the other. So that's really important.
Okay, you only use one word. You couldn't use two words like free publicity.
Well, yes, you could use a couple of words. It's just not meant to be a sentence that describes what you do. It's just supposed to be. Some people actually, it's again, think about the keywords that you're using on your website. Some of those you would want to put also in LinkedIn.
Okay.
People are going to LinkedIn to look for people like coaches and success coaches. So you want to be sure to have those keywords, and that means your profile will come up when they search for you. For example, they might go to LinkedIn and type coach or coaching or success coaching or something along those lines. And if you don't have those words in the specialties section, your profile is not likely to come up, and which means that you're missing out on getting clients.
Okay. Now, you also say add your personality. Now, how would we do that?
Sure. Think of someone that I'm going to ask you all to put on the hat of one of your clients or a potential client, somebody who's looking for coaching. And think, okay, I'm looking for coaching, and I know that. Here's what I want some help with. They're going to they're going to search on LinkedIn and bring up a lot of profiles. Then they're going to start reading the summary section. You don't want it to say something like, John Smith got his education at XYZ University. He's done this, this, this. You want to make it personal.
Okay.
Talk about yourself in the first person. For example, you might put your elevator speech at first. One of the things, for example, that I do, I show business people and professionals how to maximize LinkedIn to get more clients. That's the kind of thing that goes in your summary section. And then say, you know, when my clients come to me and describe their challenges, and then we work together, describe a little bit about what you do, and then say, so after they work with me, they're able to be more successful at work or whatever. So I can make a mini case study in a story. That's really what's going to be the best.
Well, you know what resonates with me when I hear that advice is not to use your business resume in that section. And when you say elevator speech, I think everyone who's out there knows exactly what you mean. And it's get their attention and do it quickly.
Yes, exactly. That, and, you know, I heard a new statistic today. We have 45 to 75 seconds to get someone's attention. And if we don't get their attention, then they go away.
Wow.
So think of it that way. What doing is you're doing. Yeah, go ahead.
I thought it was 3 minutes, and you're telling me it's 45 seconds.
It's changed. No, it's changed. Exactly. That's one of the interesting things about the Internet. And you know also that with texting, words are disappearing. In fact, I also read an article today in the Wall Street Journal that says the words a, and the are going away.
Mm-hmm.
So we're shortening, you know, we're really being almost telegraphic in how we talk. And here's what's really changed over the last about 18 months. People skim, they don't read. They skim down, and they don't read everything. So make your sentences short. And, you know, what I have found is if you write something that someone in the sixth grade could understand, that's good. It can be hard sometimes to write to that. So if people have kids about that age, it's perfect to have them read it over or listen and see if they understand what you do.
Okay.
Because it really make short sentences. Don't get long and involved. Here's what you want them to think after they read your profile.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to think, oh, I understand what he or she does. That's what I'm looking for. I see they've worked with clients like me. I'm going to call them.
Uh-huh.
That's what you want them to say. So as an easy thing, take a look, first of all, at your website. You may have something already on your website that you could also put on your profile.
Okay, that's great advice. I've got a fifth-grade grandson, so I'm going to have him be my copy reader.
Good. Oh, that's excellent. Perfect.
You know, Jen, let's share with our listeners. I wanted, before we came on the air, I shared with you that I had sent out my first LinkedIn, I guess it was kind of an invitation that I sent out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a new experience for me, and I'm happy to say I got quite a good response to people who were thanking me for giving them the information that you'd be on the show. But I was perplexed because I thought, oh, when I hit the click button for all, it'll just go out as a blast. And now I find the reality is that it doesn't work that way with LinkedIn, does it?
No, it doesn't. You're right. And this is a really good thing for people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually one of the things that's good about LinkedIn and different with LinkedIn from some of the other sites.
Mm-hmm.
LinkedIn's terms of service say that we cannot gather people's contact information and send mass blasts out.
Mm-hmm.
There are other things, for example, Constant Contact and autoresponders and things like that are really designed for that. Now, here's a tip. There's another way to let people know about something like this. And it's called an update. You can send an update. And the way you do that is go to the home page, and you'll see a big white box across the screen, and the words will say share an update. You're limited in the number of characters and words you can put. However, that goes out to all your connections.
Oh.
So that reaches a larger number of people. Now, here's the cool thing about that. If you write an update and you're careful about the first 140 characters and you have a Twitter account, it also goes out to Twitter.
Okay.
So that also reaches a lot of people that way. Now, if it's longer than that, it's only the first 140 characters that goes to Twitter.
Okay, well, that
let me tell you something else that you can do. For example, you can send an update and attach a link, for example, to Successimo. Or if someone is giving an event or something or has a new blog posting of interest to their connections, you can put that link in your update.
Okay.
It's not the same thing as sending a long message where you're telling everybody about everything. If you send something short and add a link, they can go to the website and see the details.
Great.
Now,
okay.
Here's another really important thing for people to know. What I say is the magic is in the mix. And what I mean by that is integrate what you're doing already for your marketing into LinkedIn. Send updates. And you can send messages to 50 people at a time. If you have a lot of connections, it can be a bit awkward to count 50 or to click on 50 names. But however, you can do that. If you already have a marketing campaign going out on Constant Contact, for example, promoting one of your services or products, say the same thing on LinkedIn, either as an update or a message. If
okay.
you're not on LinkedIn and you're not using this way, you're missing out on thousands, if not millions of people
right.
who could be liking your message and wanting to know what you do and wanting to connect and talk with you.
Okay. Now, I've got to take a break and share with our listeners what their host is all about. But when we come back, Jen, I would like you to go over the Constant Contact with me. I'm a little unsure about what you're talking about. We'll be right back with Jen Wallen.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Now let me ask you, can you imagine earning money while you are learning valuable, inspirational information? Are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe, then I'd like to welcome you to the second half of our show today with my wonderful guest, Jen Wallen, the author of Mastering LinkedIn in 7 Days or Less. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. Now, Jen, let's get back to talking about Constant Contact. I'm a little unsure when you use that phrase what you mean.
Sure. Constant Contact is a program that you can use to send messages and email marketing out to your clients or potential clients. It's something that you sign up for. A lot of people have it already. If not, you can sign up at constantcontact.com. And what I'd suggest you do is go there and check out their website and see if that's the kind of thing that will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what they might do, for example, is each month, they might, some people send their e-zine out via Constant Contact. Other people have a shopping cart and that's how they send out their e-zine. But it's a way to get email messages out to a lot of people.
Okay. That would be like AWeber.
Yes, it's like AWeber. It's another thing similar to AWeber. Yes.
Okay. I use AWeber, but I wasn't familiar with Constant Contact. Thank you for that information. Now, going back to LinkedIn, they've made some changes recently, and I'd like you to share those with us, and then I'd like you to give us some of the tips that didn't make it into your book, you know, those unpublished tips, our little secret tips.
Certainly. Okay. Yes.
Just for my listeners.
LinkedIn has made some changes over the last few months or the last year, actually, and what's happening is so many people have joined, and it's so popular now, and it's working so well. But LinkedIn, and they're also listening to people, they're making it easier for us to network together. For example, when you go to LinkedIn, you might see, if you're looking at your homepage, you might see something on the right that says people you may know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what those people, LinkedIn is bringing those people to your attention because maybe you went to the same school, or maybe you worked at the same company, or maybe you worked with some other people in a geographic area.
Mm-hmm.
So take a look at that. What I'm finding is it brings people to my attention that I forgot about because it's been such a long time since we've been in touch. So then you can simply click and invite them to connect. Some other changes are when you do a company search, you can look up a company on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Like a good example that I always use in my webinars and workshops is to look up the Walt Disney Company.
Okay.
So you look up Walt Disney Company, and it shows you how many people in your network are connected to employees of the Walt Disney Company.
Oh.
Well, if you had asked me 6 or 8 months ago if I knew anybody in the Walt Disney Company,
mm-hmm.
I would have said, you're crazy. How could I possibly know anybody from the Walt Disney Company? Well, I have hundreds of people in my network who work for the Walt Disney Company.
Okay.
They're not all direct connections, but we're connected somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So what LinkedIn is doing is helping it make it easy for us to network with people.
Okay.
There's also a way that you can map your network, and it will tell you what industries they're in, what geographic locations. It's really fascinating to see what your network is made up of.
Mm-hmm.
And LinkedIn actually continues to make changes because they want more and more people to connect together. The whole
mm-hmm.
philosophy of LinkedIn is to help each other, do business together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not social. No one talks about the grocery store or where they're going or anything like that on LinkedIn. They talk about business, and they want to do business with other people on LinkedIn.
Okay. Now, when you look at these sites, you've got LinkedIn, and you've got Facebook, and you've got Twitter. In your opinion, how would you rate them?
Good question. Each one is different, and what I always tell my clients is you want to be where your clients and potential clients are.
Mm-hmm.
For example, for coaches, you want to be, especially business coaches, you want to be on LinkedIn. You may also want to be on Facebook, a business page for Facebook. You may also want to be on Twitter. It's really individual, depending on where your clients and potential clients are and what your business goals are. Each one works differently. It looks differently and it works differently. Some people are on all three. Others find they don't want to be on all three. I know some people, for example, who aren't as active on Facebook because it's more social and
mm-hmm.
their clients are other businesses, people in other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on where your clients are going to see you and what your business goals are.
Mm-hmm. You know, talking about clients, I want to share with our listeners that Jan is a success coach at successimo.com, and she has posted some of her articles there. If you join Successimo, you will be able to read her articles and follow her advice that she gives. And she also, if you go to her website and sign up with Jan, she sends you updates. Now, this last update you sent me was absolutely fantastic because it was a no-brainer. I could do it. And it was about an important message about LinkedIn and social advertising. So it was a step-by-step with that was brilliant what you did on that. Could you tell us about these little updates?
Yes, I do send a lot of updates out. I send up some updates out on LinkedIn, and the main way I do keep up with the changes on LinkedIn, and I do, when something comes up that's really important, a change, I do let everyone who's signed up for my e-zine know about these tips. And again, as you were saying, January, it's always step by step and really easy to do. That's my whole approach. I've actually read some other things about LinkedIn, and they're very technical.
Uh-huh,
LinkedIn isn't – you don't have to be technical to use LinkedIn, and you don't have to know everything there is. So if you're just getting started with LinkedIn, what I'd suggest is do it a little bit every day. And that's actually the way my book was written. You can be successful on LinkedIn in 15 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be on all the time, and don't take on so much that it overwhelms you. Just do a little bit every day.
Mm. That's good advice. That's good advice, actually, about everything in life, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Moderation. And I love
That's
your
right.
I love your approach because, you know, a lot of people like myself, they're not brilliantly savvy when it comes to the Internet and technology. So when you can give us these step-by-step instructions, it's so appreciated. And that's why I love promoting you every chance I get.
I appreciate that too.
Let me ask you about some of the things that didn't make it into your first book, which probably will be in your second book, I'm hoping. Can you give us some of your unpublished tips for our listeners?
Yes, actually, it's also another change with LinkedIn. They've expanded what you can put on your LinkedIn profile. For example, now you can put a PowerPoint presentation or a PDF file or even a video on your LinkedIn profile.
Wow.
And another tip is that this can really set you apart, actually.
Uh-huh.
If you have a PowerPoint presentation or PDF on your profile. And another one is they've really expanded the way you can search for people and companies. That's what's so powerful for us when we're looking for clients. We can look up, if we know our audience, now this is really, really important. You have to know who your clients are, who your target audience is. And let's say that it's you might a company might bring you in, the HR department might bring you in to do some coaching for the employees of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go to LinkedIn and look up all of the HR directories in your zip code.
Oh.
And there you have a whole list of people to contact. Used to be you'd buy a list or try to find out by doing research yourself. LinkedIn puts it all at your fingertips. So if you know who you want to contact, here's another example. One of my clients is a sales trainer, and a sales vice president brings him into companies. So a sales vice president goes to LinkedIn and says, show me all the sales trainers in my New York zip code.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings up all the profiles of the sales trainers. Now here, if you remember before I was talking about your profile, this is why it's so important to tell someone what you can do for them, your elevator speech.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my clients come to me, they're looking for such and such. This is when people are going to look at your profile and say, oh, yes, this is who we're looking for to bring into our company.
Okay. Okay, great. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll be back with Jan Wallen sharing some more secrets.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMO.com work? SuccessMO.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At SuccessMO.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own SuccessMO story. And more than that, SuccessMO.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at SuccessMO are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their fields with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, SuccessMO.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a SuccessMO subscriber. And always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. SuccessMO.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones and my guest, Jan Wallen. Jan, would you share again your website so that we can make sure we give you enough publicity and everyone signs up for your e-zine?
Wonderful. Yes, I certainly will. It's LinkedInWorks, www.linkedinworks.com.
Okay, wonderful. Now, let me give you a hypothetical situation, and it's not so hypothetical because it's something I deal with every day. I have lots of success coaches, and I have lots of people who are subscribers to SuccessMO, and they would like to recruit other success coaches or other subscribers. Now, if you were trying to do that for one of our SuccessMO people, what were the steps you would suggest they take on their how to contact?
Oh, okay. So if they're also doing the recruiting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what they want to do is know who exactly they're looking for. For example, they might be looking for other coaches or other people who authors, that's another good one.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, because anybody like that. You can do a search on LinkedIn. A minute ago I was talking about how you can search for HR directors.
Uh-huh.
You can also do a search. It's called a keyword search. And you can also do a search for authors.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or if, let's say that someone specifically is looking for authors of weight loss books or someone in the fitness and training business, you can do a search on LinkedIn for author and fitness, or author weight loss, or author motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll bring up a lot of profiles of people who are authors in those categories.
Okay.
You can also search for coaches. And I would make it more specific. You could search LinkedIn for coaches, and you can also put your zip code.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to bring up many, many, many people. So you might want to refine it a little bit, such mm-hmm. as coaches in fitness or coaches in motivation
okay.
or life coaches
okay.
in a zip code. And you'll bring up fewer profiles, and next time do another search for coaches in fitness.
Okay.
And so it brings up a lot of profiles.
Okay.
And then what you'll do is scan those profiles. You'll see someone's photograph and their name and
mm-hmm.
a little bit more information. So what you'll do is you'll start scanning those and seeing who looks most interesting
mm-hmm.
or relevant. And then you
okay.
can click on their name and it shows you their profile. And that's where you can confirm if it looks as though they might be a good fit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you can either invite them to connect or send a message. You don't have to be connected to someone in order to send a message. That's
no.
an important distinction. Some people think you can communicate only with your network.
That's a lot of people think that. How do you go about
yes.
sending them? How do you go about sending a message?
Okay, I'll give you a real insider secret here.
Okay.
When you look at someone's profile, you'll see their photograph at the top, and then if you look to the right, you'll see a big yellow button that says, add this person to your network.
Uh-huh.
If you want to connect, that's fine. If you want to send a message, look a little below that yellow button, and you'll see something that says, send a message. And you
mm-hmm.
click on the words, send a message, and it opens up a box for you to type your message.
Okay, now does this message...
It's always good to put something personal in your message. Just give them some idea of who you are and why you're contacting them,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest of your message. Just personalize some.
Sure. Now, you could even make a comment about something in their profile that...
Yes.
...that you like. Now, does this message have to be 140 characters, or is there any limit?
No, there may be a limit. I haven't reached it yet. Keep in mind, again, it's pretty long. Keep in mind, though, people don't read long messages. So
yeah,
it's
right.
more important. Now, here's another thing. It gives you a place to put a subject line. Make that an interesting headline so it's likely to get their attention.
Okay.
And then make your be pretty concise about your message. Don't try to say everything in one message.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your message says something like, I see we share a lot of the same interests, or we know some of the same people. I'd love to talk to you more.
Mm-hmm.
And then set up a line, something like that, instead of, you know, putting in a whole book there.
Yeah. Okay, and that subject line is very important.
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell.
Well,
this is fantastic.
Well,
now, do we have time for any more secrets?
I think we might.
Okay, we've got
a minute or two?
Yeah, we got 3 minutes.
3 minutes, yes. We can probably do that. Let me just really summarize on some of the most important tips.
Okay.
Put your profile up and put a photograph. Don't think your profile has to be perfect at first. It won't be. Nobody's
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind the reason someone looks at it is because they want to work with you. So put something there, your elevator speech. Start with your elevator speech. Now, here's another misconception that I want to clear up about your profile. You'll see something that says upload your resume. That doesn't complete your profile. It's different. What you want to do is put in your, in the experience section, you can put in companies where you work or your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Be concise. People they don't want to read a book.
Mm-hmm.
But don't upload your resume. It's not going to help.
Okay.
With your profile.
Okay. That's good advice.
And I think that may be all we have time for this time. But, you know, there are many more, many more secrets and a lot more about LinkedIn. It's such a great program.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited to be working with you and to have discovered you through Successimo.com. And all of our subscribers enjoy listening to you, and plus it's been fun sharing you. And I hope that now, do you have any new book coming up, or what's coming up in your future?
Well, actually, I'm sure at some point I will write another book, and I'm thinking what I might do also is I'm keep up to date on all these changes on LinkedIn, and I send a lot of messages out to people. So there may be something more I can do about that. Oh, and my blog has a lot of and the easing is the best place because that's where I really let you know about important changes.
Right.
So there may be something that I haven't thought of yet in terms of a new book.
Okay, and then I wanted to plug Riches Are Niches, and that is a fantastic e-book, workbook that you can get through Jan, and it's marvelous. I highly recommend it. Actually, I highly recommend everything that Jan does, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll look forward to having you back with us again.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much, too. Okay.
Thank you. We will do this again. Tune in next week when my guest will be Susanna Barrows. She is a middle child in a family with 46 children. She was 23 of 46, and this gives new meaning to the term middle child. Susanna is the author of an amazing book entitled What Peace There May Be. This book is fantastic. She received a writing award from the indie from the book publishers, and I could not put this book down. Once I started reading it, I was up till 3 a.m. in the morning. So I highly recommend her book, and I'm looking forward to interviewing Susanna next week. She is a true survivor. Her story is compelling and so very, very inspiring. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday live or catch any of our interviews with constant streaming at Blog Talk Radio 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener. All of your comments are welcome. And if you're interested in checking out our Successimo.com website, just go to www.successimo.com. Look it over, and you can sign on without any obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. And I would be honored to sponsor any of you and mentor you. Now you can get ready to learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. So for now, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. This is January Jones reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones sharing Successimo stories.